So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we hear these words of Christ, which can seem a little harsh and a little jarring, especially for our culture, our time, and our mentality. When it says, "Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me," that to us and to our culture, that's really harsh, because, you know, why wouldn't God want me to love my mother and father, and why wouldn't God want me to love my children? But my dear brothers and sisters, if we ask that question, we're after the wrong thing. We're hearing the wrong thing. Because as we heard in this second reading in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he's writing and he's trying to remind them of the great gift that they have received. And he starts off by saying, "Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him through baptism into death. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." And so what St. Paul is trying to remind the Romans and also us is that you and I have received a heck of a gift in our baptism, that we were baptized into Christ. We were baptized into the body of Christ, and we became part of the body of Christ. But what is the purpose of being baptized into Christ's death? Well, St. Paul says it. He says, "By the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." So that gift that we were given in our baptism is so that we could live in newness of life. In other words, now St. Paul is speaking to people who were baptized not as infants, but as adults. But the saying still comes for us, is that a lot of times the temptation is to go back to what we know, which is a life of sin. It's easier in a lot of ways. And in many ways, it's like a security blanket for us. And we know it, we're comfortable with it. And, we have a love-hate relationship with our sins, but we know them, we're used to them, and we're pretty comfortable with some of them. And what St. Paul is trying to say to us is, don't you realize that you and I were born into a new life? That you and I are not called to go back to what I like to call our vomit. Oh, Father, you're so East Coast, you exaggerate. You're so East Coast. But it's true, because the vomit is our sin. Is that thing that we hate, but also we, in a lot of ways, have become very comfortable with a lot of our sins, and so we easily go back to what we know. Yes, we don't like our anger, it bothers us, but after a few years of being angry, we're pretty comfortable with it. Or jealous, or envious, or lustful, or gluttonous, whatever it is, whatever the sin may be. We don't like it, but we're comfortable with it. And that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, St. Paul is trying to spur the Romans on to remembering that they were given a gift And that gift requires you and I to live in a new way. Not just speak a good game. Not just say a lot of prayers. But to truly live a new life in the newness of life. To truly live in the life of Christ. And this is why Christ says, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. In other words, whoever lets something come before their relationship with me is not worthy of me. Because that's the old life. That doesn't mean not to love your mother and father. It doesn't mean not to love your children. But my dear brothers and sisters, a lot of times we put a lot of value in that. Two, the reduction of our relationship with God. And what God is trying to say, what Christ is trying to say is, yes, love your mother and father, love your children, love the things that you have in your life, but do not let them take hold of you. Do not let them become more important than the relationship you have with God. So the question, my dear brothers and sisters, that we need to ask ourselves is, right now in our life, is there something more important than God? Is there something more important than that relationship with God? And don't be so quick to say, oh, Father, no, I love God. Meh. 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 We very much like to say, oh no, I don't have a problem. And my dear brothers and sisters, many times we have a problem. We have a problem. And that's why Christ uses these very strong words. And it's not just to put God first in our life. But then Christ even goes on and says, whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Are we willing to accept the sufferings and difficulties that come our way? Are we willing to accept those, knowing that we received a new life in our baptism? And that those sufferings cannot destroy us. And so today, my dear brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord that whatever it may be that is impeding our relationship with God, it's going to be different for each one of us right now, whatever is impeding our relationship, that we may have a proper understanding of it in our life and to put it back in its proper place.